The defending Super Bowl champions come to town Sunday, and head coach Rob Chizinski is excited for the rematch after falling short to the Ravens in Week 2.
Good morning. Baltimore week, division game. Excited about having the reigning Super Bowl champions coming to our house. They're a great team, great coaching staff. I know our coaches, our players, our fans are going to be excited about the opportunity and ready for the challenge this week. They're coming off a bye week. Offensively, as you're looking at them, they've gotten more healthy. Jacoby Jones is back and playing. Obviously, he's a real threat deep, and as well as in the kicking game and the return game. New offensive tackle, Eugene Monroe, who's playing very well. Flacco, as we know, operates the offense and does a great job for him. Ray Rice, the threat, is a dual threat receiver and runner. And Bernard Pierce is a formidable tandem at the running back position and very productive. Torrey Smith is having a great year. Big plays, you look at the number of big plays that he's been able to have and produce this season, very impressive. Dallas Clark and Marlon Brown also are contributors and have done a nice job in giving Flacco some other weapons. They're playing good up front, good offensive line. As you look at their defense, really playing excellent defense. Points per game, I think, in the last six games, I think they're leading the league. If you look at the last six games, third down, red zone, and sacks are all up high and tops of the league defensively in those categories. Starts up front with Suggs and Dumerville and Upshaw, those guys on the edge rushing. Their front seven is excellent. We know that all the guys, Nada and Canty and Jones. I think Darryl Smith is playing very well at linebacker as well. The solid secondary, again, playing very good defense. On special teams, as I mentioned, they have a multitude of returners with Jacoby Jones back, but they have Tannen Doss and Thompson both have been doing a great job. I think they're first and eighth in the league in returns and now have Jacoby Jones back on top of it. And we know their kicker and punter, Tucker and Cook, are outstanding in that. So we have our work cut out for us. We're excited about this week. Guys are excited about this challenge and building off of some of the things that we were able to do well last week. And I'll take questions now.
Are you relieved that Josh Gordon's still around?
I'm excited. Josh is part of our team. He's here. Again, I like the progress that he's made as a player and the strides that he's made. And looking forward to continued improvement on his part.
Does he feel the support of the organization? Obviously, you guys kind of went out on a limb to take him in the supplemental draft last year, and with all these rumors and what have you, do you think he feels wanted here?
Yeah, I can't answer that for him. From my part and our part, we want him here, and he's here.
Have you talked to him since his trading deadline passed?
I haven't talked specifically about it. It's the same message all along to not listen to the noise, ignore the things that are floating and circling all around, that ultimately it's about, us, this locker room. We want you here, and, so we're moving on.
Did you think he did a good job handling that outside noise, and then do you think the fact that he's still here might free him up on Sundays?
Well, guys are human. They hear those things, and it may affect them at times. By the same token, I mean, the message is, from my standpoint, is that, we need to do everything we can to get better, to play, and to win football games, and that's what the focus has to be.
So why did you guys, the two guys you brought in yesterday, what was the reason behind those specific guys?
We signed Armani Edwards. He's a guy that I have familiarity with and has familiarity with the system. He can play multiple positions as a receiver, but also he's a returner and has been a punt returner and kickoff returner as well. And with losing Travis the other day, that gives us, he fills in those positions, those roles for us.
He'll return this week then? He'll return punts and kickoffs this week?
We'll have him as one of our options of doing that.
What about Reed Frabel? Go ahead.
Reed's a guy that our scouts had identified and kept an eye on. He's gives us some depth at the offensive line position as a developmental guy.
What obviously you were there for a couple of years. They had moved up in the draft to take Armani, and it just didn't seem like he ever really got going, made even the impact they thought he would. What do you remember about the years that you had him, and what can he do for you guys?
Yeah, I wasn't there at that particular time, but Armani's a bright guy. He was making a conversion from quarterback to playing receiver, which takes some time. And, he knows, like I said, all the positions. He has good skills. He can run. He can catch and do those type of things. And he's been a returner. And, we're hoping that sometimes a new start, a fresh start, can help guys.
Might be a guy like Marquise Gray.
He's done some of those things before.
And a third quarterback.
Again, just looking at right now where we can help our team and need to help our team. Just feel like, those are the positions we can do it right now to help the best.
Jason Pinkston, that window is open. Can you bring him back at any time in these last 8 weeks?
We can do it through next week. So we'll keep him where he's at for one more week. He's been working back into it, and he's been improving, and so again, we'll make that determination next week.
Jeff, can you speak to how Josh Gordon has done off the field this year, just in terms of everything that you need to do to keep his head where it needs to be? And it seems like he's developing a nice trust in you guys as a staff. Can you talk to that?
Well, he's grown a lot, as I've mentioned before, and not just as a player, but, as a person and understanding and maturing on and off the field. He's not perfect. None of us are. But I see progress. I see him going in the right direction in all areas. And I'm excited about his future, and I'm excited about him being here.
Coach, you talk always to the players about winning the one. When you look at this division, how this potential is wide open, how important is this game Sunday?
They're all important. And the fact that it's a division game magnifies it. But our approach, again, is the same. We're going to approach them all. That we're working, doing everything we can for that particular game, and we'll be prepared to win the game.
The Ravens got about a half season out of Terrell Suggs last year. Does it look like he's all the way back?
He looks pretty effective to me. He's been able to really be a disruptor and generate pass rush, as their whole front has, their pressure packages, some of the things they do on third down especially have created problems for teams. And so they're up high in the league in terms of sacks. I think they're in the top two or three in terms of sacks and third downs. So I think that you look at the group, they were Super Bowl champs for a reason, and a lot of those guys – are still doing well producing, and their defense has played better and better as the season's going on.
I know Kruger's sack numbers aren't where he wants them to be. What have you seen out of him in the first 8 weeks, and has he given you enough in other places?
Again, I think some of that ties to the number of snaps he's had to take, and when we had some points in time where we had some injuries. And I look at last week's game, and I really think he was very productive. From not just a sack standpoint, but from a pressure and disruption standpoint, and I think he's back on track of where you'd want him to be.
Four of your last eight games are against the division teams, and you got one win already against Cincinnati. Do you think that's the next step this team has to take, is just not being the pansy of the division?
Well, yeah, we need to step up, and we need to win games, and whether those are division games, and what you're talking about is, and this is a tough division, and AFC North, multiple Super Bowl winners, multiple playoff teams, everybody's been in the playoffs, and we've been the kid brother for a while, and we need to stand up and in this division and do the things we need to do. Yeah, I think a lot of the things that he's going through are new for him. He's, being a guy who's stepped up, the expectation level has risen for him. That's something that he may have never have had to deal with much before. Understanding that, you know, being consistent. What we talk about a lot is, you know, with young guys is about consistency. So these are things that I think he's grown and gotten better. I think he'll continue to get better. And I think his head, his goals, and his approach is in the right place.
You've had now a half season with T.J. Ward. What have your impressions of him and what he's brought to you guys?
I think he brings a real attitude to our defense. He's tough. He plays tough. He likes the physical part of the game and plays physically. And, you know, and that's what you need to do on defense. And he's learned the system and really stepped into a leadership role in terms of on the back end and understanding what to do, getting guys lined up and doing all the things you would want a safety to do.
Are those two very similar, him and Gibson, the way they play, or is one, if you had to compare and contrast those two?
You know, I think from, again, a mental standpoint, they both have a great understanding of what we're doing, and they're interchangeable in that way. TJ's a little bit bigger and stronger. Tashaun is, you know, can run a little bit better, but I think they're very interchangeable. You see them a lot, whether they're deep, whether they're down, whether they're, you know, playing too deep, wherever they are, we play them in a lot of interchangeable positions.
Is Groves about ready to go?
He's going to practice today, and we'll see how he goes and how he responds this week.
Coach, when you look at your team this game against the Ravens versus the last time you played, what's different for you?
Well, I mean, we're a lot different. I think we're a lot better team right now. I think we have a lot better idea from a scheme standpoint, and guys understand their roles where we're at. We have some guys playing that weren't playing the first game. They have some guys playing that weren't playing the first game. You know, so again, I'm excited about the direction that we're going. You know, I think we still have improvements to make, you know, I think that as we've gotten better every week, that's what I'm looking for, and I think we're doing that.
Ray Weiss's numbers have been down even the last couple of years. You still see the same player that was so dominant a couple of years back?
Absolutely. I know he's had some injuries a few weeks back. But, you know, from what I've heard, he's back to full speed. He's a dynamic player. He can hurt you in the run game. He's a great runner, can find holes, get through, got great vision, quickness. And then in the pass game, you have to contend with him out of the backfield or lining up out of in an empty formation.
Do you say anything to your defense, particularly Bill Taylor, about any worry about a carryover from what happened?
I'm not worried about that at all.
Kansas City, you went for it on fourth down early in the third quarter. I think you're leading the league in fourth down attempts. Could you just talk about your thinking on that and why, you know, that one specifically? I mean, a field goal wouldn't have hurt at all, but why you went for it there and what you're thinking is on those kind of plays?
Yeah, we're down 10 at that point. We're in a good position to get points. A fourth and one, I felt good about what we had. As a fourth and one call, and you know, getting a touchdown there as opposed to a field goal coming out in the third quarter, felt good about it. I had, you know, faith in our guys executing that play and being able to get a touchdown out of it at that point. Anytime you can obviously get a touchdown rather than a field goal, I understand it was a two possession game and a field goal is just fine. You know, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to be, you know, we talk about attacking, we talk about aggressive, the guys relish that, and I think they play to that, and that's part of our identity.